Hey, Cam, just wanted to see how the injury is healing up, and do you think you'll be ready for summer workouts and fall camp?
I think the injury is coming along great, getting better each and every day, and just been taking advantage of the time that I get in the treatment room, and it's been good. And I think, yeah, come summer, should be back.
And then to follow that up, how important do you think it is for you to be there for the younger guys and also for the new quarterbacks that are coming in spring ball and helping them learn the offense so that you guys can compete for the job in fall camp?
Well, this is my third year here now. So, I mean, just helping these guys any way I can, whether any of these subtle nuances that we have in the offense that we have here rather than where they came from or whatever they have, just helping out, giving some input wherever I can just to be there for them.
It's been a long time since we've spoken to you. You know, can you maybe take us back to the injury? Just, you know, you went through fall camp, you won the job, and then, you know, very early in the opener, you know, the injury occurs. Just how frustrating was that maybe in the moment or in the days that followed it?
I mean, definitely not an ideal situation, but I mean, it happened, and now I'm here, and now I'm focused on getting back, and that's my only goal right now. I don't really worry about what happened. I only can control what I can control.
And just to follow up on one thing that Trevor asked, you know, what is the quarterback room like right now? It's a pretty radical change, right? Going from Jake and Drew, you know, now you've got Charlie and Jaquindon and Peter in there. Yeah. What's the dynamic of the room like right now?
I mean, I say we're meshing together pretty well. Right? Everyone has a lot of respect for each other. There's no rivalries or anything that's being developed. We understand that we have a common goal here, and that's just to get better as a team and keep competing each and every day.
Hey, Cam, obviously Ty Jordan's death shook you guys pretty hard, and obviously, you know, for obvious reasons. But what do you feel like this can do to maybe motivate your team, as well as to kind of take us back through a little bit of what it was like when you found out that news and how it's impacted the team?
Oh, it was, my heart dropped. It still gives me a sour feeling, and it still hurts me to the bone just thinking about it. But just knowing who Ty was and how he always pushed the team to be better, just knowing that, just it shows in the work that we're putting in. And that's pretty much how Ty has been affecting us and helping us with our goal this year. And yeah, it was rough, you know, for sure.
Hey, so, you know, obviously it wasn't ideal that you went out that fast in the season, but you know, you're the type that tries to make the best of every situation. So what did you kind of focus on throughout the shortened season just to make sure that, you know, you were staying on your game and, you know, just staying there mentally as well and improving?
I mean, I got a lot of reps and got a lot better just taking advantage of all the fall camp and phase one work that we had. It had an accruing effect to just help me become the player that I am right now. And now I'm just focused on getting my shoulder back so that I can get back into it and feel it out. But just getting all those valuable reps with all the ones and doing that's pretty much what I'll take from last year.
Cool. And then just to follow up really fast, sorry. During the season, you know, what was it that you were kind of taking your mind through? Just in preparation, knowing that, you know, it was a shortened season and you still had a great opportunity ahead of yourself.
Yeah. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry. I'm a little confused with the question.
No, you're good, man. You're good. So, I mean, obviously you go from being able to practice every day to, you know, being injured and everything becomes kind of more mental, right? You know,
yeah, absolutely.
So what were you doing throughout the season just to stay sharp and you know, and stay obviously motivated and prepared going forward?
Well, when I had got my surgery, it was like pretty much a week off, and then I was able to get back into it after all that. But just trying to take all the phone calls that I could with Jake and Drew, just talk any ball that we could, or even give any input where I could. Just that was pretty much my goal at that point, because there wasn't really much I could do on the field.
Cam, I'm interested to know how it affects your psyche, seeing the quarterbacks that they brought in, very accomplished quarterbacks. How does that affect your psyche, and how do you kind of approach that competition?
I mean, personally, I love it. I, that, that competition drives me. It's the reason I play football. It's the reason I love football, is because you're always continuing to try and get better, and having a great quarterback room is only going to drive me to be better and drive these guys to be better. So that's how I'm taking it.